Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this audio webcast interview on Mayr Melnhof Group first quarter results of 2019 with the company CEO, Dr. William Hermannseder. Mr. Hermannseder, presenting today's results, what's your first message to the market?
Under now stable and normalized market conditions, the MM Group was able to deliver sound results above last year's first quarter. Both divisions registered overall high capacity utilization and a solid earnings development. The significant rise in sales and EBITDA of close to 9% resulted primarily from the initial consolidation of TAN Group as of mid-January this year.
Staying a moment with the TAN acquisition, how are operations and integration going on, and how shall we understand the one-off accounting effects from the initial consolidation?
Integration and operations are proceeding well according to schedule, with the expected earnings quality and without any surprise so far. Since international accounting standards for the initial consolidation require inventories and order book to be measured at the fair market value above book value, we had to take a non-cash one effect of about -7 million euro in the first quarter. However, we do not expect a further profit impact for the rest of the year.
Looking at the cartonboard division, you managed to generate again a high 10% operating margin. What were the drivers, and do you think that this level is sustainable?
The combination of a solid price and volume development made this possible. Capacities were again almost fully utilized at 98%. For our virgin fiber-based cartonboard, higher prices were implemented by the beginning of the year due to the preceding rise in pulp prices. And for our recycled board grades, we keep up our consequent pricing policy. Looking at the foreseeable time ahead, which is quite short term, I would consider market conditions and increasing competition more of a challenge than the current situation in the fiber markets. Nevertheless, MM Karton continued to demonstrate a solid performance also throughout the second quarter so far.
The packaging division reported a margin decline compared to the last quarter of last year. Was this only caused by one-off effect from the 10 initial consolidation?
Yes, that's correct. So we are going to see more contribution from the acquisition filtering through to profit and margins in the further course of this year. Current trading conditions in packaging stay tough due to sufficient capacities in the market and the demand side lacking impulses. Accordingly, we carry forward our focus on enhancing efficiency in our plants, for instance, through specialization and further rationalization.
The new International Financial Reporting Standard 16 on leases has been applied the first time on your financial statements. Could you please give a short summary on the impact?
In the first instance, we can make a general statement that leases are not very common in our financing and mostly restricted to real estate, typically warehouses. Consequently, we see just a small balance sheet extension from this title of about 2%, or a bit more than 50 million euro, and a modest addition to EBITDA and depreciation.
Staying shortly with your group balance sheet, your end of March statement reports net debt of close to 300 million euro after a net cash position of about 50 million euro by year end 2018. Could you please point out the main factors which brought along this change?
The largest element to this change was certainly the payment of the purchase price for the TAN acquisition of about 270 million euro and the rise of financial liabilities along with the consolidation and financing the acquisition. In addition, the first-time application of the aforementioned IFRS 16 added about 50 million euro to net debt. However, with equity of more than 1.4 billion euro and an equity ratio of close to 60%, there's plenty of space for financing further growth.
CapEx in Q1 was up more than 20% compared to last year. Why was this the case, and how much do you plan to spend in 2019?
Q1 CapEx increase was mainly due to concentrated rebuild at several board mills at the beginning of the year. For the whole year, we plan to follow to our long-term pattern, which is to invest about 50% of cash earnings.
Your top line was high and steady for both divisions in Q1. How do you see the demand trend for the first months filtering through into the second quarter?
We still register an overall steady order situation. However, visibility of demand has decreased due to more short-term planning of our customers. The sustainability of the current situation is therefore not easy to predict at all.
In a previous statement, you pointed out that the window of opportunities for expansion deals has somewhat opened up. What's your current view?
Our attention towards continuing the growth path through acquisitions is high and unchanged. With a strong quest for quality assets at a justifiable price and manageable risk. A combination which is not so easy to find, even if there are more opportunities around now.
And finally, following the strong first quarter, where do you see your company results heading to in the first half and full year 2019?
Due to positive current trading, we aim to get in first half results also above the previous year. Since visibility is low, it's too early for a full year guidance. However, our goal is ambitious and clear, to make 2019 another year of success.
Mr. Hermannseder, thank you very much for this interview.